Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Rob Riggle is on the hotline right now. Rob Riggle.
That is
the Rob Riggle.
Normally when we get a guest, Jake, it's a very quick, precise discussion about you're going to be on the air in a moment. That's why I was coming here. Because I see you when you're like leaned back, having a chat, like tossing it around. Like
he is by far and I know he's hometown guy, he is by far the nicest celebrity that we book on this show.
That's a fact, man.
Born April 21st in Louisville, Kentucky and raised in Overland Park, Kansas, our next guest is a graduate of Shawnee Mission South and the University of Kansas who went on to launch a career in comedy that has found him working on Saturday Night Live, as well as scene-stealing performances in such films as Step Brothers, The Hangover, and 21 Jump Street, and on such series as New Girl and Modern Family, as well as his work on Fox NFL Sunday and his Sony Crackle series, Rob Riggle's Ski Master Academy. But today, he's here to talk about the Chiefs' big game this Sunday against the Patriots. Please welcome longtime friend of the show, Rob Riggle.
Listen, James Brown is worm food. You are now the official hardest working man in show business.
How's it going?
Good, man. Listen, how giddy you must be. This is your team. You love football. You're part of Fox NFL Sunday, and here we are, the first AFC championship at Arrowhead.
I'm telling you, it's glory, glory, hallelujah. I've been singing this from the mountaintops. Every year of my life, I have predicted the Chiefs will win the Super Bowl. And this year, this is the hottest year we've ever had as far as that possibly coming true. It's the greatest of all. It's the greatest. It's the greatest time to be a Chiefs fan. It's the greatest time to be from Kansas City. Soak it up like a biscuit on gravy.
You know me. I'm not a sports guy, but I love the story, man. Mahomes, everything points to him being such a stand-up cat and just super talented and cool and smiling and everything you want the guy you're rooting for to be. And now his...
Oh, yeah.
The greatest of all time, Tom Brady, comes into Kansas City. And how does this play out? Like, how does it work? The baton, does it get passed? Or is the old man still got it?
Listen, I could run down the pros and cons of each team and the lineup for everything. But the stage is set for a passing of the torch. If you want to be the greatest, you got to beat the greatest.
That's
just the way it is. It's always been that way. It always will be. You want the title, you got to take the title. So, that being the case, all hands on deck, Kansas City. Chiefs have got to be up for this game. And they'll be there, but we as fans have to lift them the final yard across the end zone. So I hope everybody, I know the weather's going to be terrible, but I hope everybody's there. Ready to root the team on because this is history. This could be a very special day in Kansas City.
Well, you know what? It really already is. And I don't want to be that guy who's like, we're already winners. I don't subscribe to that. But we did get an AFC championship here in Kansas City at Arrowhead. So, I mean, it's going to be fun. Now, the bad news is it's going to be cold as balls outside.
Oh, it's going to be miserable. It's going to take all the fortitude Kansas City has and can muster. But if you can just remember, it's, what, 3 or 4 hours of cold, and then everybody go get some barbecue and get some beer.
Glory.
Get some Boulevard, have some loaded vodka, have some Boulevard wheat, get some great barbecue, and you'll all be fine after the game.
Listen, glory is forever, my friend. Cold lasts a little while, glory is forever. And I'd also like to point out that loaded vodka looks fantastic in a water bottle.
Tastes fantastic too.
Your words, not mine. That's right. I can't encourage hijinks on that level, but that's exactly right.
Awesome water, my friend. In fact, tomorrow morning we'll have another guest on who specializes in ways that you, let's just say, you really love water. Special water, awesome water. There's brassieres, there's other cups, there's stuff that goes in your pants. There's all kinds of fantastic ways, and I got to tell you, loaded is my favorite vodka of choice to use in any of these situations.
You're a good man, I'm telling you. That's good stuff. And by the way, as you know, John, I don't have to tell you, you know, it's made in Kansas City.
That's so right.
That's another bonus.
I love
anyway,
it. Hey, hear, are you going to do a show with Bear Grylls?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to be running wild with Bear in some very cold places, it appears.
Yeah, now, I don't know how much you can talk about it, but that's fantastic, man. Like, you see, I love that about you, because I love that stuff. Like, that's my favorite thing. Like, let's go have an adventure. Let's go somewhere that we haven't been before, whether it be the Amazon to Machu Picchu or Iquitos or, you know, just wherever. That's where the great stuff happens.
I couldn't agree more. Life is too short. You got to take these opportunities when they come. And I was very happy Bear reached out, and I said, absolutely, I'll go on an adventure with you. So,
man,
we'll see what happens. The thing is that he won't tell me. He won't tell me what we're doing, so I won't know until I get there.
You're like, I'd like to know what to pack. I'm going to need to know.
He's like, bring a toothbrush. You're golden.
Oh, you. Hey, I have another question to ask you. So I got a text from Michael Starr who said, hey, man, come out and be in the new Steel Panther video in Vegas at the end of this month. Are you directing that?
I won't be directing that one, but you should go. When you're talking about dangerous adventures, that's one of them.
Yes, absolutely. If I don't come back with at least a 30-day chip in my future and a terrible, terrible case of the HPV, I'll be surprised.
You're going to have the best time ever. I don't have to sell you on Steel Panther. Those guys are the greatest rock and roll band ever, and they have so much fun. And you know what good dudes they are just individually. So you got to be there. You'll be a force multiplier for that video, dude.
How did you guys end up being friends? Because I was so happy about that. Because, you know, obviously, you know, we're brothers, and I have so much love for you. I found out you had directed the videos. I was like, man, how does this happen? How did you guys know each other?
You know, it started a long time ago. It was back when I was doing stand-up, if that tells you how long ago it was. But I was doing stand-up in Las Vegas, and one of the comedians I was with is also a friend of the band, and said, hey, I'm going to go over and see Panther. They're over at House of Blues tonight. I'm like, who? And he goes, you don't know Steel Panther?
Oh, yeah.
Like, no. And he goes, well, you're coming with me. And I went and saw the greatest rock and roll show I've ever seen, so I was like, these guys are amazing. So anyway, I went backstage and said hi to him, and we just hit it off from there. And then that was it. We just became friends and started hanging together. And it's cool.
It is fun. And they are great guys. And the talent is limitless. Limitless.
Yeah. They really, I mean, that's the thing. You know, they play in a somewhat of a parody band, a heightened version of a rock and roll band from the 80s. But their musicianship, their talent, it's real.
It's
not just real. It's like really, really good. Ask any musician out there. They'll tell you, oh, those guys are for real, for real, for real.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We can go on and on. But I understand you also. And a lot of people didn't know this. You can drop some signs. You have a rap battle coming up.
Oh, good Lord. Oh, good Lord. Yeah. I'm taking on Taryn Killam, who came to Big Slick last year and was blown away by Kansas City and Children's Mercy. And Taryn and I became friends on night school. And that's where we finally got to spend a lot of time together. I had met him at an SNL party one time, but he and I bonded when we were filming night school. And then they called and asked us to do rap battle. So I was like, yeah, I'll do it if Taryn's doing it. So we ended up, but here's the thing. He's like a Rams fan. I'm a Chiefs fan, so don't read too much into this when both of us end up in the Super Bowl.
This is going to be great. I can't wait to watch this, man. This is really going to be fun, man. Because, I mean, everybody's
done it. Don't forget now, I want to manage some expectations. Don't forget, Taryn was in Hamilton. The guy knows how to sing. He was on Broadway. He's a singer. He's a rapper. He had the edge going in. But you got to watch and see what happens.
Listen, I bet it's going to be fantastic. Everything you do, man, it never ends for you. And it's a funny thing with you, man. I notice the harder you work, the luckier you get.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Listen, I cannot wait for this weekend, man. I'm happy for Kansas City. I'm going to be in Vegas this weekend, so I got to meet up with my agent, Norm Shrett. In fact, that when the time I ran into you, I looked like a, Jesus Christ, like a wrung-out cat.
No, you look like a major international player who just came off a weekend in Vegas.
Dude, You know when you see somebody you truly love, you're like, you really like them, and then you're almost embarrassed to see because you're like, oh, no. I'm standing in the line of security, and I'm just wrung the F out after this weekend. It's the same weekend every year. And then his wife
I was proud of you. I don't know why you were ashamed. I was proud of you. God. I looked over at my wife, and I go, did you see Johnny? You see how awesome he looks? He looks like he's a total wreck. But like that's how you do Vegas. I'm almost like yelling at her. Going, come on, why did you let me do that?
Oh my God, maraschino cherries for eyes. His wife is so beautiful, and I'm like, hi, hi. And my hands are shaking like I got late stage Parkinson.
Just touch him. He'll go away.
I got the central tremors. Yeah, it was a long week, and that's where I'll be this weekend with Mojo out of Detroit and Norm Schrutt, our agent out of Atlanta. And so we all three meet up, but I'll be forced to watch the game this time. I normally wonder why they watch the AFC Championship.
Yes, this year you're going to be pins and needles. I'm sitting here talking to you in my office in a Chiefs stocking cap and a Chiefs sweatshirt. I've been wearing Chiefs every day, but I will continue to wear it until we win the Super Bowl.
I hope we do. That'll be great. Listen, you be careful with Bear Grylls. I can't wait to see that. Everybody, don't forget about Drop the Mic next Wednesday, the 23rd on TNT, and, of course, Fox NFL Sunday. Man, you get a breather, you know, and you slip through town anytime, man. You're always welcome here.
I appreciate it, man. I was back there just last week, so hopefully I'll be back again in a couple weeks from now. So
I hope so.
I will definitely will ring you up.
All right, my friend. Take care.